Good afternoon. Let the record reflect that this is it's 3:31 p.m. on March 31st, 2016. This is the Senate Education Committee. We have a quorum, but, well, with it is. I got to help. We're back in session. Let the record reflect that Senator Gardner, Senator Giesel, myself, Senator Dunleavy are present. This constitutes a quorum for business. Purpose of the meeting today is to continue consideration of SB 200, Mandatory Physical Activity Requirement Schools. SB 200 is sponsored by Senator Costello. We last heard it on Tuesday, March 22nd. We have public testimony that was left open. And we are going to go back to public testimony. And is there anybody in Juneau that wishes to testify upon this issue? Please come forward. State your name for the record, who you're with, and figure 3 minutes.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy, members of the committee. My name is Dr. Mark Miller. I'm the superintendent of schools here in Juneau. And I'd like to start off by thanking you for the work that you do and the ability to speak here today, so thank you. I think teaching students to live a healthier lifestyle is an idea that has a huge amount of merit. I do. Obesity is a huge problem that we're trying to deal with. A sedentary lifestyle has been equated to smoking as far as how bad it is on the body and health risks. But before you mandate more curriculum, I just want to give you just a kind of a visual of what it feels like at the district level right now. So if this plate represented the amount of time that we have to teach everything that we need to teach, I think we all agree that reading is critical. And writing is critical. And math and algebra and getting kids to compute is critical. And science, so that kids know how the world works and what the world is about, is also critical. I don't need to tell you how important government, civics, social responsibility, understanding the Constitution is. And we can't ignore the fact that a well-rounded education includes art and music and world languages, including native languages, and life skills, and being able to innovate with technology. Add in Aaron's Law, Megan's Law, and restraint and seclusion training that we were mandated last year, and the plate is full. Before we can add in more curriculum, we have to decide what comes off the plate. And I believe that's a decision that is best left to the local school boards and not mandated from Juneau. This bill at our middle school has major implications in staffing, in class sizes, and if we need a bigger plate, potential costs. The plate is full, and it's been filled by very well-meaning legislators with very good ideas, but now the plate is full. And the fault that it's full is ours. To quote Shakespeare, the fault, dear Brutus, is not in the stars, it's in ourselves. And the reason I know that's Shakespeare is because I'm a product of public schools, and I was taught by some great English teachers. So thank you for your time.
Do you have questions for the superintendent?
Yes.
Please.
Thank you. And thank you for your testimony. Can you describe for us the amount of activity that children get in the course of a normal school day, elementary and middle school now?
So our elementary school, that's not a problem. Our K-5 school with the recess and PE, we would meet this requirement. It's our middle school programs where we don't have recess. And the amount of PE they get doesn't meet that requirement because PE is part of an elective wheel where students also get instruction with other electives. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the student and the day as far as the amount of activity they would get depending on where they are in that elective wheel.
And do you have a lot of after-school sports, like, you know, basketball teams or skating, or there's a...
We have over 400 students participating in after-school athletics, and we have probably double that amount at the middle school participating in intramural activities.
Thank you. Are the intramural activities weekly, daily, seasonally?
They're seasonal.
And when you say 400 students are participating in activities, what percentage is that of your students?
About half.
So about half the kids have some kind of after-school athletic program?
That'd be correct.
Thank you.
Questions? Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Next, we have Denali Daniels.
Mr. Chairman, may I bring my staff?
Sure. Please state your name for the record and who you're with and begin your testimony. Figure about 3 minutes.
Thank you. Senator Dunleavy, members of the committee, my name is Denali Daniels. I own a small consulting business in Anchorage. There are four of us on my team, one of which is Chelsea Ward-Weller, who's joined me at the table and was one of the key staff people that worked on a report that I'll mention in just a moment. DDA, my company, provides state, nonprofit, federal, and private sector policy development support. And in 2014, we completed an assessment of the Alaska School District's physical education and recess policies. I believe a portion of our report has been provided to the committee. The key team members were myself, an individual who was an educator and specialist in curriculum development, Jody Smith. Unfortunately, she's not with us today, as well as Chelsea Ward-Weller, who was responsible for surveying every school district in the state, so all 54. And so she had the benefit of interacting with each of the individual school districts personally. I want to be clear that our report was on behalf of the state of Alaska. It is 2 years old. Our contract has since long ended, and so our testimony here today is simply on our experience with that project, and we by no means represent the state of Alaska in any way, shape, or form. So hopefully that's appropriate. Just in terms of an overview of the project, back in 2004, the Child Nutrition and WIC Reauthorization Act required school districts to develop wellness policies as a condition for receiving federal funding for school meals. Physical activity is a component of these wellness policy requirements, and there's some further information if you're interested in our report about what that means. In 2010, Congress passed the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, which led to the CDC adopting school health guidelines, and that included new physical activity recommendations, and there's some more information about that in our report as well. So it was in 2010, and then in 2014, we were hired by the Department of Health and Social Services to take a look at how things were going with school districts in adopting those policies. The framework of our report consisted of, number one, collecting the policies that had been adopted. And out of the 54 school districts, we were able to collect 51. In addition, a survey was conducted of each of the school of all school districts. We were proud to get 100% response rate, so we were in touch with every single school district in the state. And like I said, Chelsea was boots on the ground there. And then we provided an analysis of the information that all of that provided us. So in terms of Senate Bill 200 and having that experience behind us, I'd offer a few observations. Number one, after working with all 54 school districts, we believe it's a safe observation that we have a great deal of diversity in our state, and I don't think that's probably news to this committee, in terms of the type, the capacity, the priorities of school districts across the state. And Senate Bill 200 seems to provide a very broad direction while still maintaining flexibility for some local decision making. That's just an observation that we would offer. And then secondly, we do believe that adopting written policies provides school districts with a higher likelihood of implementation. So really the question that seems to be on the table here is, how can school districts best be incentivized, and what is the appropriate role for the state in doing so? So with that, that concludes our testimony. We are available to answer questions, and Chelsea is as well.
Questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you. Next, Paul Pressing. Are you just here to answer questions? And Todd Brocious, same. Anyone else online? Oh, there we go. Melanie Sutton from Anchorage, are you online?
I am.
Please identify yourself for the record and begin your testimony.
Through the chair, Senator Dunleavy, I would like to add my testimony to the discussion today about Senate Bill 200 on mandatory physical activity in schools. My name is Melanie Sutton, and I am the Anchorage School District's coordinator of curriculum for health and physical education K through 12. I thank you for the opportunity to provide public testimony on behalf of the Anchorage School District today on the Senate Bill 200, sponsored by Senator Costello. While the ASD agrees with the concept of this legislation, we recommend modification to fully support this bill. Physical activity must be a regular part of everyday life, as commonplace and important as good health is to brushing one's teeth. Physical education in schools guarantees that children have opportunities to be active during the school day and goes beyond providing activity opportunities and promises to provide children with opportunities to learn through meaningful and appropriate instruction. Fitting regular exercise into daily schedule may seem difficult at first, but the 2008 physical activity guidelines for Americans are more flexible than ever, giving individuals freedom to reach physical activity goals through different types and amounts of activities each week. This legislation moves Alaska students closer to the nationally recommended levels of physical education of 150 minutes per week at the elementary level. The use of a cumulative model instead of daily minutes would provide for local control over how the minutes can be spread across the week and provide flexibility for scheduling purposes, such as having 45-minute or one-hour blocks of PE. The national organization Shape America recommends 150 minutes of PE per week for elementary and 225 minutes of PE per week for secondary. It does not separate the minutes out by day as this bill does. The Anchorage School District requests consideration of an amendment to this bill allowing for the more flexible cumulative model, referring to a total time per week, not per day. The ASD appreciates the language in the bill allowing for physical activity to include physical education classes and opportunities for unstructured physical activity. Providing for district flexibility allows us to meet the recommendations for physical benefit while also allowing room for creativity to incorporate local interests. In the ASD, this might include morning calisthenics over the announcements, go noodle in the classrooms, daily walks around the building, or similar activities. There's no question that the epidemic of obesity created by inactivity and poor diet is taking a toll on the health and quality of life of the individual citizen and on the health care budgets across states. Reducing obesity is a complex long-term effort that will require numerous environmental changes, but certain factors are clear. Physical inactivity is part of the problem, and physical activity is part of the solution. Substantial scientific evidence supports the role of physical activity in disease prevention and healthy lifestyle promotions. And quality physical education represents a best opportunity to provide all children with physical activity experiences that promote physical activity now and for a lifetime. The Anchorage School District appreciates the Senate Education Committee's consideration of our comments and recommendations, and thanks you for your continued support of our public schools.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Sutton? Senator Gardner.
Thank you. And thank you for your testimony, Ms. Sutton. If the bill were amended as you propose, would the Anchorage School District support the legislation?
We would fully support this bill with modifications.
Thank you.
Questions? Thank you. Next up, Dorothy Orr.
Hi.
If you can identify yourself for the record and who you're with and then begin your testimony, that would be great.
Yes, my name is Dorothy Orr, and I am a retired physical educator, taught K through 12, primarily in the Anchorage School District, and I'm on my last semester of teaching physical education at the University of Alaska Anchorage. I'm also a member, a board member for SHAPE Alaska, and I know Melanie just referred to SHAPE America. SHAPE stands for the Society of Health and Physical Educators. So, thank you, Senator Dunleavy and the committee chairs, for allowing us this opportunity to speak. I am speaking in support of the intent of Senate Bill 200, and I want to specifically address the issue of time. Now, most of you have probably heard of the L.L. Bean Company. Several years ago, they required a physical activity break for one of their assembly lines. During this break, workers had to move. They couldn't just sit down and rest. The company found that even with this time away from the assembly line, production increased. The company now has mandatory 5-minute stretch breaks for their workers. Google put together a circular bicycle to hold team meetings. They value physical activity so much that they have a Google bike created specifically for employees to use on their campus. So a company that values creativity encourages its employees to take activity breaks. The brain likes novelty and movement. It starts to shut down after 20 minutes. You've been sitting for almost that long, and you've probably noticed yourself either adding movement by writing something down or shifting positions. Standing would be even better as it engages more parts of the brain. Time to teach is a big concern for teachers and usually one of the main reasons teachers give for not taking activity breaks. But movement also engages more parts of the brain, and that helps cement the knowledge. There are a variety of ways teachers can incorporate movement, such as having students stand when they hear a word that uses a certain root word, or clapping patterns while counting backwards by three, or doing different balances when studying weights and measures. I've talked with principals and even a superintendent for ASD who stated that students need seats in their chairs to learn. Requiring a physical activity time will help teachers who recognize the value of physical activity to incorporate movement into their lessons. I'll leave you with a couple of quotes from Smart Moves, and Smart Moves is a book that was written by a neurobiologist, Carla Hannaford. One of her quotes was, "Movement activates the neural wiring throughout the body, making the whole body the instrument of learning. What a step away from the idea that learning occurs only in the brain." And another one of her quotes from her book, Smart Move, is, "A person may sit quietly to think, but to remember a thought, an action must be used to anchor it." So I know your first speaker had a plate. It was hard to tell whether it was apples or balls or whatever. I'm going to assume it was apples. And he piled them up, and I'm telling you, take a bite out of each apple, stack it differently. You'll have more space, your curriculum will be more closely aligned, and you'll end up with a more complete education with fewer holes or spaces. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any questions for Ms. Orr? Seeing none, thank you. Our last testifier online is Wendy Battle, Bell, Alaska. Wendy, are you there? Ms. Battle, are you online? We'll come back to Ms. Battle. Is Mia Lager here?
Or Maya?
No. How do you pronounce your name?
Maya Lager.
Maya Lager. We're going to pronounce it correctly. Maya Lager. Please come forward, state your name for the record, and begin your testimony.
Sure. My name is Maya Lager. I'm coming here as a parent. I have one student in Gastineau Elementary and two coming in the next couple of years. So I just am forward thinking for my kids as well as all of our children. So I believe wholeheartedly that all students who are more active throughout the day will learn better and will have a stronger relationship with healthier lifestyles throughout their life. There's so much data, and we've heard so much data today. But I would like to see financial backing to support this idea. As the survey that was mentioned before of the physical education recess that happened throughout the state, on page 27, there was a list of responses to the PE and recess challenges. The reoccurring themes that I observed were that districts want to employ physical activity for their students, and we're hearing so much of that support, but they're limited by the funding for their staff and for the facilities. Also, that teaching requirements and strains are taking priority over the physical activities because of limited time and, again, staffing. There are logistic issues within doing physical activity within the school. Gyms have maximum capacity, and there is kind of that talk about that it is physical activity and not necessarily PE. So I understand that concept, but it's also, where does this happen? So if activities are happening within the classrooms or the hallways, this could cause disruptive activity for the other classrooms that are trying to test or do things like that. Outside activities, we all want our children outside all the time. All the classes could be out there all the time. But we know that in the fall and the spring this is an option. But in the winter, and we know this too, with a lot of our students, they don't have adequate winter gear. They just don't, you know. And so that's an issue of how you access that outside without that. So I believe this bill is right in the right step of where we need to go. But I think that it needs to take into account of how it affects the logistics part is the part that I have the concern about. And while the language is loose enough for districts and schools to kind of figure out how they want to do that, we know that after a while, once things are required, and we're required to do that, at some point we have to hold accountable how. We have to show how we're accountable for those things, right? So at some point, the schools are going to have to come up with a policy or a way that they're tracking that time as well. So that's kind of how that, I feel that's where it, once it gets going, it might become more of an issue. Although we can stand up, students can stand up and answer questions and do things like that, somehow the teacher will have to track when they're presenting those physical activity opportunities. So we have to understand what that looks like too. I'm concerned about that middle school level. Because when that equates to 54 minutes a day for a student, middle school student goes to school for 6.5 hours a day. So that equals a seventh of their school day, or their typical class time period is 54 minutes, so that's one class period. So we know that there's more strains on teachers. We know that we are giving more and more things to those teachers to teach. And it's concerning about how they'll be able to fit that in, especially without that training. You know, like that idea of incorporating it into the classroom so that it could be utilized with the learning, I think is an interesting concept. But again, teachers will have to be trained on how to use that appropriately, as well as the buildings to understand how to support their teachers as well. So I think this is an excellent bill. I think it's not at a good time when we have so much financial burden throughout the state already, and I think that it will end up overwhelming and feeling like that extra burden rather than the asset that it could be if it was at a different time or had some sort of support along with it. And I think that's something that I think is a concern anyway when we have so many good ideas. I mean, there's always good ideas coming to the board, and when they get adopted and they don't look at the logistics of how it's all going to play out, then that's when we kind of go, oh, you know, like, whoops, you know, like, I feel like we are seeing that. I feel like we saw that in the Juneau School District with the high school requirements, which I think was a brilliant idea, and there was a lot of testimony on that, that if you add more requirements but you don't add more teachers, you take away other classes. And this is, I feel like this is a similar sort of situation. It's a more time strain without the support of the staff and the training for that facility. So things to think
questions
about.
Questions for Mia? Maya?
It's okay. My whole life has been like this. I'm over it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Any additional testifiers online? In the audience? We're going to close public testimony. That takes us down. Any questions or comments from members of the board? Okay. Is there a motion to, what is the will of the committee? Is there a motion to move the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 200, version 29, LS1305, / whiskey from this committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any? Senator Gardner.
I want to object just to make a comment, and I don't remember where this bill goes next.
Finance.
Oh, the super committee. Because I'm interested in discussing with the sponsor the proposed amendment, but I don't want to hold it here now, but the Anchorage School District talked about, so I'll do that. And with that, I'll remove my objection.
Are there any additional objections? Seeing none, the bill moves out of committee to finance. And with that, we will adjourn, sign the bill, and we will post our next meetings online. Thank you.